all have that one first job, the one we hate, but we stay there in order to pay the bills. For Jesse Lopez, it was working at the Super A grocery store. He was the bag help, or as you and I would call it, the bag boy. And it wasn't an easy job. Between dealing with rude customers and difficult managers, Jesse would have to stock the aisles and keep the store clean and return all those misplaced shopping carts to their proper spot, on top of helping the cashiers at the checkout line. He started working when he was 17, and although he was a freshman in college with big dreams, Jesse felt cooped up in his lousy job.
Every day, I felt stuck there. I never wanted to go to work. There are times I work at night, and I was just like, I'd be like, damn, when it would be dead, I'd just like sit there. I'd be like, why am I here? Why am I still here? I mean, I'd be working at Lancer Radio. I'd be helping out here. So my time would be school, Super A work, Lancer Radio. And
though the saying goes, the customer is always right, that didn't mean they were nice. Jesse had more than one experience with stressful customers, but he always had to put his opinions aside because to them, he was a nobody.
Majority is just, they're not nice. They don't know me, so I get treated like garbage.
All the stress piled up, and soon enough, Jesse resented his job. It became a battle between school and work.
I just felt stuck there, because I knew I was doing stuff here. I knew I was doing good stuff here, but it's just, I didn't see it as a whole at the time. And I was just like, I hated that job, like, with a passion.
Jesse got paid minimum wage, a salary that doesn't add up or suffice for the labor he put in.
I'd see all the work that I do, and then I see my paycheck at the end of the week, because I got paid every week there. So I'd see the paycheck, and I'm like, this ain't worth my time. I can be out there doing stuff.
There came a time when Jesse felt he had had enough.
But those times, I was just like, this isn't worth it to me. Like, there was a time where I was just that close to quitting, because I couldn't take it. It was just more added on stress that I really didn't need.
And so he decided to quit and pursue his own dreams, to become a radio engineer.
When I went up to my boss's face and said, Dave, I quit, that has to be the top three of the times I was very happy.
He still remembers the moment. It was Cesar Chavez Day, and he had just received the call to start training for KFWB News 980.
So I go out, I go walk up, and I'm walking, I have that walk. Like, you know, you did something right. And then, like, even though people are like, what are you doing back here? And I'm like, I got the job. I start training tonight. And guess what I'm doing right now? Quitting. And I walk up to my manager. I'm like, hey, Dave, I need to talk to you. And I will never forget this conversation. He's like, what do you want? Because that's the kind of, his personality was that kind of, like, mean, jerkish kind of thing. And I was like, I'm putting in my 2 weeks. He's like, what? Why? I got another job. Where? KFWB. News Talk 980? Yep. As what? Operations. Leave a note up front what day is going to be your last day. I just walked away. Never forget that day. Awesome, awesome day.
Working for KFWB News 980 brought a lot of challenges and opportunities for Jesse. The work environment was completely different to that of the grocery store he had just quit. Right off the bat, everyone liked him. Coworkers, managers, and other board operators gave him compliments on his work ethic. On top of that, he was the youngest employee at the station, which surprised Jesse and gave him hope that an early start in his career would create more connections and opportunities for his future.
It's nothing but positive. My boss loves me. A lot of the shows that I board out for give me credit, even though I never ask for anything. I just work. And apparently everyone, I always get a, what's what I'm looking for? They always give me credit. And when I never ask for anything, I never do anything. My former boss, who got let go a few months after I started there, called me Denzel Washington, which was a highlight of my job. It was pretty funny. But because it's something I want to do, you know, there's a lot of much older people. I'm the youngest person there. I can really say that. The next youngest might be 25, 26, and I'm 21. The people are really nice there. I work with almost all the people at that station in different ways or another. And they all, from what I've gotten, like, they all, like, really, like, oh, you know, Jesse's a great kid, does everything so well, and blah, 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 and all that stuff.
The chemistry Jesse has with his coworkers and managers is something that is very important when working with show hosts. Although he is still learning certain aspects of the radio industry, his accomplishments receive much praise.
There's a show that's on there called Business Rockstars. There's from 2 to 4 on Thursday. This is the second time he's done this in consecutive weeks, because on Tuesday it was a pre-record, so he wasn't there. But on Thursday, after the first segment, he comes out, the main host. He's like, I love it when you're here. You do everything so right. You know how to do this, you know how to do that. I love it when you're here. And even the producer in the back, like, yeah, he's great. And it's just like a sense of like, wow, like I'm doing something good, and they're telling me about it. And my boss is always like telling me, you know, do good work. There's different hosts there telling me to do good work.
This isn't to say he doesn't feel the pressure of juggling school and work. Working at the station demands a lot from Jesse. Managers feel they could depend on him because he is such a great team player. He has become their go-to guy because he blows all other board operators out of the way. But the tasks do pile up.
I'm doing multiple stuff there. I do from production stuff to, you know, Clipper games. And everyone always telling me, like, you know, good job, you're doing a good job. And it was different just because, you know, the fact from you go from a grocery store to a radio station. That's a big different environment.
But this is what Jesse looks forward to and loves most about his job.
It's what I want to do, more or less. It's what I have been doing.
And this job has played a big part, not only in his career goals, but also his life.
You know, getting that job was something that really turned my life around.
So where exactly does Jesse want to go? He says this is just the start.
Right now it's just taking easy, just school and that one job, because I'm getting massive hours there because I'm doing multiple different things. So, but it's one step. It's I wouldn't say it's anything closer to reaching my dreams, but it's one step out of many getting there.
He's always known media was what he wanted to do, and it's part of figuring out where he wants to go.
I feel it's one step. It's not my actual dream. The fact that I just want to be in media in one way or form. I've always been a fan of media. Even growing up, I always watched movies. I played video games. I watched TV.
And where exactly does Jesse want to go? He figures it will all start from where he is now.
There's so much things I want to do. But I think this is just a step in the right direction, because from here, I can just branch out to different things.
One thing is for sure, Jesse is a dreamer, and it's one part of him he's had since he was a kid.
I want to own my own production studio. I want to have my own series of podcasts.
Jesse is currently working on some projects of his own.
It's called Animosity, and it's gaming, entertainment, and tech, the three subjects I know most about and would talk about endlessly.
These things don't come easy, and Jesse has yet to face the challenges ahead of him.
My potential goal to be a part-time engineer, because I love building stuff. I want to build my own studio. I'm still in the process of that. I'm trying to build my own studio in my garage. But because it costs a lot of money, it's kind of hard.
So where exactly will we see Jesse in 10 years? One thing is for sure, he's a natural.
It's me. I don't want to be anyone. I don't want to be like anyone else. I just want to be me. I want to create my own name. I don't want to say I want to be like this guy. I want to say I want to be Jesse Lopez.
And we'll just have to wait and see where life takes him.